Blog Talk Radio.
It takes a fight to be a full-time fan. There'll be early check-ins, then late shifts, good days, and bad ones. But you'll never quit because you're in this together. It won't always be easy, but when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Modelo, brewed for full-time fans. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Product of WBNN,
Soul Genius Shampoo with Jetty, Jetty A-Track. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join in the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. The time and divine, baby. Fuck coincidence when these things coincide. Yay. Imposter's a syndrome. I don't beat none when they ask who am I. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your children to sleep right now. This is not the program for them to be up listening to. This is for the grown people. This is not for the friends. This is not for the PG-13, the PG crowd, or the G crowd. I don't usually cuss as much as what I'm going to be doing because this is going to be full expression tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about universal laws. Tonight we're going to be talking about raw realities. And tonight we're going to be breaking chains. Tonight's episode is also dedicated to the family that was slain out in the West Coast. Our love goes out to you. Big, big. The lyrics to that song, they hit strong because I wrote them shortly after my mother transitioned. Push the narrative of knowledge of self being so important, but I feel like I need to apologize to all the listeners because there's so many other laws that accompany knowledge of self that need to be understood. You can have all the knowledge in the world. If you don't know how to step, if you don't know how to move, the knowledge is worthless. So I want to talk about the next step. The next step after knowledge of self, which is the application. How to apply yourself. Where to apply yourself with these levels of self-knowledge as you grow. You can have all the knowledge in the world as a farmer, but if you end up on Wall Street and you don't know how to read those numbers, all that knowledge as a farmer ain't shit. We're going to talk about wealth tonight, people. Before we get into that, though, we also going to show love to our sponsor. Visit myauntiesapothecary.com. That's myauntiesapothecary.com. For your soulful sips. That's right. My wife got some beautiful, rendered packages, limited edition, of some of her finest crafted and curated blends, Enthusiasm, Zenful Gold. All meant to help to heal certain ailments and remedy certain diseases within the mind, within the body, within the spirit, bring you back to alignment. So order yourself one of these limited edition soulful sip boxes, care packages, if you will, and make sure that you put in the code 8TRACK, that's the number 8, T-R-A-C-K, for 15% off of your first purchase. Get yourself well for this holiday season that's coming up, or these holiday seasons that's coming up. Once again, that's My Auntie's Apothecary, myauntiesapothecary.com, for your soulful sips tonight. I want to talk a little bit about want versus will. I had a conversation with my mother not too long before she transitioned. It kind of shook me to the core because where I believed I was right, I now recognize that I was wrong or not as fully right as I could have been. I was taking care of my mother for a good decade, about 6 years when she was on dialysis. Then God blessed her and she received her kidney, and about 3 years more until she succumbed to the call from our Creator. And in the time of her chapter, her final chapter, when things were getting really hard and things were just catching up to sicknesses, conditions and complications upon complications is piling up, and she's getting tired, and I feel it, people. And it's fucking with me, especially being the type that promises so much, plans so much, but had very little information, very little drive, as much as I could have, to really put things into full action and manifesting. We had a conversation, and I told her that I want to continue to take care of her. I want to take care of her for as long as it's necessary. And she broke down, and I didn't know why she broke down until she explained to me that I shouldn't want to take care of her. It should be a matter of I will take care of you. Now, I argued with her at the time because, to me, at the time, the desire to want to do something for somebody is what would lead to the will, so I thought. People, we have desires every day. All of us have wants. Some of us want to be rich. Some of us want to be married. Some of us want to find love. It's not special to have wants. Anybody can have wants. The distinction that lies in having a want and having the reality of the desire in your hands tangible is the actions thereof that you place forth. The Lord, for my mother's wisdom, that carried me for 33 years of my life before she transitioned, which so happened to also be Christ's year before he transitioned. Self is the only true dream killer. There is nobody else that will kill your dream faster than your own self. No one. God loved us so much that he gave us three gifts. One, created us in his own image. Two, breathing life into us. We're just going to put that into the same with the one. So that's just one, breathing life into us and creating us into his own image. The second gift, free will. God didn't force us to worship him. God didn't force us to love him, to praise him. God gave us choice. He gives us guidances, laws, rules for us to abide by. He doesn't force us to follow these rules. He gave us the free will to choose to follow them out of love, or whether we will go wayward and learn the hard way on our own. The third gift, given his only begotten son to die for us so that our sins be forgiven. So there's nothing that's stopping you from your dreams except for yourself. Now, I know you hear this all the time, but the reality thereof is a lot more difficult, a lot more difficult than just hearing that and taking that to heart. If self is the only true dream killer, then what about yourself is stopping you from manifesting your dreams? What about yourself needs to die? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Right now, we're going to jump into the track by international DJ legend, DJ... Hold up, wait a minute. Now we can't even just call him DJ Legend no more. Dr. DJ Legend, Odele M. Ngozi, a.k.a. Honeybee Olasky. Tell the world what we doing and how we grooving tonight, brother.
The echo chamber enhanced the flow at the block party, keeping MC head spinning like Dr. Cardi. This BAC is 2.3, now the liver's damaged, but his lungs joint free. So inhale inhale, exhale, breathe and get well. Kick something live, stop chirping like Nextel. I'm all in together, swordsman's forever. I paint the town red with many heads of severed. R-A-W, I still bring trouble to. Throw your raps in the sleep hole, quick to smother you. Dart hit your breastplate, meet your death date. Brook down at East Fort, look the checkmate. No other way to describe it but catastrophe. Clamors drawing blood and displayed aggressively. Direct order, hit the border, then slaughter. Horrific torture by prolific authors. Shaping molar seeds like a clanging a skelly top. Getting hot in here like a single to Nelly drop. So take your clothes off, the track is so soft. A little vodka turn them into Ivan Koloff. Why do the guards make them see you study from 35 to 50 years and try to become under the study with the sword above the head. So he will keep in mind under the oath pledged.
Fierce fencing, something so sharp, piercing, swords cling, the vigilant, intimate, close combat. This is MCing at its best, brother, there's no contest. I'm this, you can never test this or try to question this. He's so gifted with the swiftness, godfather civilization, shell casing, universal nation. Could it be the one predicted presidential sentence? Old school soldier, Varus, Rita Wallace, Asiatic Arctic flow is so frigid.
It's exact on the page you a visit. Somehow mistake me as an old wise wizard. World, I'm not the same. I go somewhere, don't remember how I came. Is it the weed, the hash, or the cane? Or the dizzy being stained on my brain? Appear from a cloud of smoke, your throat is on choke. If surrounded, seven men drop for one stroke. Even if my feet were shackled down in one handcuff, to defeat me, 10 demons wouldn't be enough. I sleep in the lion's den without the steel iron. Ascending like moose are coming down from Mount Zion. Super logical this, super logical that. Digital, take it back with super logical rap. Have a shootout at midnight, we'll see who's quicker. 44 Colt Joe, all you scheme with a flicker. You're distressed like the damn suit, lost like little Hansel. Your flame couldn't generate the heat of a candle. Me, I be a killer bee, keep an auxiliary. Gold-plated desert E, shoot 10 millimeter, faster than millipede. You try to ecstasy, your body being found in the naval yard artillery. A black blind governor, rich white mayor. Man, this whole city ain't got a prayer. Bobby has invaded, now the whole town seated. Your decapitated head is being took and operated up and down the avenue. I drive a shatterproof Benz. And all my men's are tatter proof. My mic is a dyke, my life is the light. A day's a guard, a thousand years are long as a night. You get trapped in my shadow, a dark hawk who goes there. Power you smells like cough, don't put your nose there. Dropped into a tank of sharks, your wounds bleeding. And it's been 2 weeks since they had their last feeding. Any leftover bones, we grind into sand and spread it out over 20 acres of land. Some call me steals, cause it's hard to bend me. Teeth like my pigs can't apprehend me. In a no-smoking zone, I smoke bones of half. Niggas see me, then I disappear in the flash. Next time I'm spotted, I got the fatter wallet. Moving with a click that sticks like dry porridge. Some woman sitting in my chair, who goes there? The sub-zero cold, your words can't flow here. Places of ice plus layers of spice in your prayers at night before you touch that mic.
Dedicated to my family out there, Compton, California, y'all.
I need a big, big, too many loved ones I wanna hold down. Too many a pastime, I done pastime with was young, but I know now.
Tonight's program is dedicated to the family. Passed away out on the West Coast. East Coast love to you forever and always. Call in to tune in now, 516-453-9133. And tonight's question, what was the last dream that you big-bigged into reality? You see, self is the only true dream killer. So what about yourself needs to die to achieve your dream? See, as many gifts that we've all been blessed with, one of mine is because of the character of the type of person I am, what I'm willing to do, how I'm willing to work, just a natural disposition. I find it really effortless to be able to connect with real ones, you know, to make friends, you know. I'm blessed with that. That's no effort of my behalf. That's no merit of my behalf. That's something that God's blessed me with, you know. And there are times that I've abused that, you know. I'm responsible for people who are connected to me. So when I say I'm wealthy, I have a responsibility to move like that. Otherwise, I'm not wealthy. I'm faking the funk. I have no time for such things. And sometimes, against the way that you normally move or the ways that you're familiar with moving, you have to find new nuances in your gifts, in your talents, in order to unlock new forms of wealth, access new information. I moved recently out here to unknown Pennsylvania and came across a real cool dude, you know what I'm saying? And one day, me and him was just talking. He was just like, man, you know, I mean, we should kick it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You do music. You can help with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? You could do this. You could do that. Me and you should just kick it, though. You know what I'm saying? Get to know each other. I said, yeah, if it makes sense. Now, you know, in my old season, I wouldn't have said nothing like that. I was so busy networking, and that's all I got. I manifested networking so well. My Rolodex on the low, if I really wanted to unload and go backwards and open up skeletons and closets and go to the graveyards and dig up old bodies and shit and really hit the Ouija board to touch down with spirits that I left behind, my Rolodex is crazy. My family and I have been out here grinding and networking for a while. We knew cats. We could flow through the city. We knew bodyguards, security that ran clubs. We would be up on the stages where other people were looking at us like, who are they? Come on, man. But this is a different season because all that shit that I did in that season ain't do shit for me. Ain't do shit for the people that I was with. Because they ain't manifest what I had in my mind or my intention thereof. All it manifested was what I asked for to be able to network, and I did. I was wealthy in my networking, which does not equate to being wealthy in finance, which does not equate to being wealthy in resources beyond that, because that was all I was focused on. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, y'all. Be careful what you ask for. Be intentful with your intentions. Soul Genius Shampoo is a name that started off from a mixtape series that I came up with years ago. Well over a decade and a half. I'm 35 years old. I'm saying well over a decade and a half, which means I was in my 20s, my late teens to my 20s when I came up with the name of Soul Genius Shampoo. It was meant to be a mixtape series paying homage to one of the greatest producers in hip-hop, Japanese producer by the name of Nuja Bez. If you know, you know. To pay respects to what he did in producing the score for one of my favorite animes, and an anime that my mother loved and grew to love before she transitioned, Samurai Champloo. It was meant to incorporate elements of Nuja Bez production, Wu-Tang essence, lyricism, and soul assassins, mainly DJ Muggs' essence in production and being able to elevate certain productions to that feel. That's what Soul Genius Shampoo was. I was remixing Nuja Bez records, writing to them. I still have some of them, some of those compositions, remixing to some soul assassins. And what happened was one thing led to another. Other projects needed to be done. Learned that the type of artist that you need to grow to be, you can't just record two tracks and be able to get your shit on radio or be able to be taken serious. You need to be able to get stems from people, which means, damn, I can't just rap on Nuja Bez Jones if I can't get stems from him. I mean, he already passed away. I don't know his estate. So damn, elevation, change. Soul Genius Shampoo sat for 15 years as a name. I never let go of it. I knew I wanted to do something with it. I knew the wealth within it. 15 years later, I come across Dr. DJ Oladele Amengozi, and he gives me the opportunity to join y'all on WBNN, Beverly Nation, and I name my radio show after I've been blessed to pass the internship, Soul Genius Shampoo. What are you doing with your ideas? Are you allowing your ideas to thrive? Are you killing your ideas before you give them a chance? Do you understand what investment is? Do you understand what compounding is? Compound interest. Do you know how to hold them? Do you know when to fold them? Do you know when to walk away? What are you doing with your blessings? Because every seed of an idea of a blessing that's given to us by God is not worthless. It's only as worthy and as wealthy as the energy that you put behind it and where you put it and when you put it. We'll continue more, but we do have a caller in the queue right now. So caller one up in the queue. Tell us, who are you?
Hello, Mr. Jetty 8-Track. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Ava, I am doing lovely this evening. How are you? It is great to hear your voice.
Same here. You sound lovely this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, I so resonate with everything you're saying. It's crazy. And I've often said this on the shows before. Why is it that we realize these things or come to connect to these things as we get older? I think every year that goes by, I think for me personally, I find myself more in tune with things that, you know, like I wish I had known in the past, and things that we manifest and things that, you know, we trust inside of our own bodies. And I just don't know that we get that when we're at a younger age, because we just don't think of those things, you know. But I can so relate to everything you're saying. It's amazing what you can do when you feel yourself inside and trust your instincts and learn to manifest.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's painful. It really is, because as I speak, mm-hmm. I feel the pain in my heart of what I could have done when I was younger and the time that I feel like I wasted. But there's no such thing as wasted time. It's just a way that we invested our time. That's all.
And one of the quotes I like is everything leads you to where you are. So, you know, you have to go through certain things to get to other things. And I can so relate, because we are certainly going through it right now, yet things are starting to turn around and things are looking real good for dreams that I'm having. And, you know, there's just all kinds of things on my plate, as I'm sure many others can relate to. So we need to just take it one bite at a time and learn to trust our gut and our instincts. And that will help us to manifest the things that we really want. And by the way, when you get done with your show, I sent you a message on Messenger about your wife's site. So check that out, because I'd like to check it out.
Absolutely.
But anyway, you know, love hearing your voice. You're so cool. I was just telling Brother O how cool you are. Dr. Brother O.
I claim it, and I thank you, and you're in my prayers, Ava Holly, for everything that you're going
thank
through.
You.
You're going to triumph. You're going to succeed, and many blessings are waiting for you on the other side. Please believe that.
Yes, I do, and thank you so much. Your thoughts and prayers mean so much to me. So thank you, and have a great rest of your show.
Indeed. Hold on. Before you go, though, Ava, please let the people know when's the next time we will be able to hear the gems and the wisdom that you're going to be dropping on this beautiful WBNN network.
Oh, my God. We are going to be on the 27th. Ava's Casual Chat. It's a Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have got two amazing people. One guy that deals with quantum energy, and he runs 40 companies. And he's a young guy, and he is unbelievable. And then we also have our chef coming on that will be talking about Feeding America. So I'm really excited about these two guys coming on. Again, it's the 27th, and thank you for allowing me to share that.
Oh, absolutely. I hope y'all heard the 27th. Y'all tune in to Ava Holly's show. Make sure that y'all get some recipes. Make sure that y'all get some knowledge regarding quantum physics. And just, you know, get yourself familiar with the hospitality of the lovely Ava Holly while you at it. You dig? And we going to continue to move and groove and shake and bake as we should with the next track by international Dr. DJ Legend Oletsky, a.k.a. Dr. DJ Legend Oletsky, Oladele M. Ngozi, the Honey Bee. Come on with it, player.
I'm in the schoolyard rhyming with my brother Jamel and Rala, vibing to the beat and imagining how far the sound travels to turn up the volume. Hip and shake the gravel before we heard the loud boom. It vibrated through the parking lot, shattered a few windshields, set off a spark and shocked the local UPS cat, but we didn't stretch that. He had a slow leak, front tire almost flat. I got a cousin, think he's slicker than the oil in the chain, but I live in an arcade surrounded by game. He used to pass me bucks, trying to gas me up. He was a fast talker, and he kept a flashy cut from a spot that was on Malcolm X Boulevard. We're this magician, wishing I would pull a card. An optical illusionist whose hands was quake, but wasn't fast enough not to reveal his trick.
Hey yo, who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one. Mass hysteria inside the cafeteria. Not a full fight, but the news might reach your area, whether by word of mouth or if you read about it.
Oh, some extra extra, they felt the need to doubt it. The drummer played the beat on the table.
This boy kicked the verse like he was the first,
and I wasn't able
or prepared to let off anything substantial.
If I had no rhymes, then my plans was canceled.
Picture that before you give it back, expose it.
Cutting the bullet with the color, wonder why he chose it. Less than the worst competition to the point
I only use one ear to listen, but there's something I'm missing. The food is
getting cold, the corner's about to flake. As soon as I flip the bowl, see the rhyme ain't worth the lunch ticket.
Waste of time of mine, plus
champ kicked it.
Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one. Who be the first to set it off and just begun? Turn up the heat till the track is done. And we roll together as one. Yes, I call my brother son, cause we shine like one.
I found my life in the life that I want the same. Oh yes, I know it now. Tonight's program is dedicated to the family that was slain on the West Coast. Love from the East Coast forever and forever on. Call in to tune in now. 516-453-913. The question of the evening is, what was the last dream that you made into reality? I wrote the lyric, I found my life, and the life that I want is the same. Because that resonates with Buddhist karma laws as far as universal science and knowledge and how to manifest and how to see life. The current reality that you live in is no different from the current reality that will be. This is why perspective is so important. What it is that you want is. So every time that you manifest a great day, it's already been written. Wealth cannot be manifested in the future unless you live the reality of wealth now, which doesn't mean that every day will be opulent. It just means that the mind state must be so focused, diligent, and unchanged that it remains what it is, no matter what wave bobs the boat up and down. Now just imagine this with me, people. Close your eyes and imagine a ship on a wide open sea. The waters change every moment. Undertows waves, storms, moons affecting the tides, even the biolife in the waters that may help to change and influence the currents. The ship remains unchanged. It is what it was created, engineered, and designed to be. Designed to be within the ocean. Be the ship, unchanged, but allowing the elements around you and that carry you be the road that you navigate towards your destination. Matthew 17:20 says, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible for you. I remember when I was young, I read that scripture with such wide open eyes, thinking, goodness, that's amazing. And then you grow up, you experience broken dreams, you experience heartbreak, you experience pain, you experience hurt, confusion, and then you say to yourself that it must be a myth or a metaphor. How can somebody move mountains with just faith as small as the mustard seed? How closed-minded can human beings be sometimes? We kill our own dreams every day by mistakenly believing that our wisdom is the epitome of what this universe is constituted with, by, for, from. And once again, people, life and death is in the power of the tongue. If we say that we understand the universe, then there's nothing more to understand. We have peaked out. So therefore, if there's nothing more to learn, the only thing left is the decline. If there's nothing more that grows from the seed in the soil, the only other means in which motion can occur is with decline. If you're not growing, you're dying. So I ask you once again, if self, and indeed self is only true dream killer, then what about yourself needs to die in order for dreams to be achieved? Is it truly that impossible to think that by the word of mouth, a mountain can be moved? Let's put it into physical or more tangible or more contemporary aspect and design right now. There are words that are spoken from higher ups that clear out rainforests. There are words that are spoken from higher ups that demolish buildings, livelihoods. There are words that are spoken from higher ups that clear out communities. There are words that are spoken from higher ups that destroy families. Think about this again. Is it really that impossible to fathom that mountains can be moved as long as you have faith, as little as a mustard seed? We are charged to change the frame of thought that encompasses our dreams, intentions, and directions. Otherwise, we are doomed to death. Now, I don't want to sound dark when it comes to death. Death is just another form of life. It's a process of life, which is why I ask, what about you needs to die in order for you to be able to achieve dreams, because something has to. And if you don't choose what has to die, life will choose it for you. And at that point, you have no choice because you have relented. It is no longer about what you believe your purpose is. See, every action that we place forth in life, it calls for a consequence, a positive, a negative, a call and response. You don't shout into the abyss without an echo returning to you, even if you don't hear the echo. Dog whistles hear the ears or reach the ears of dogs all the time and bypass ours because the decibels do not resonate with what we can hear. Ultraviolet light and many other forms of spectrums of light pass our eyes every day, showing other entities throughout the universe that there is so much more that meets the eye, as opposed to the very small spectrum of light that we are able to receive and constitute as our quote-unquote reality. What was the last dream that you big-bigged into reality, people? Think about that as we bring in the next track by international DJ Doc.
DJ B, pick up your phone. I'm on a request.
DJ legend Dr. Oladele M. Ngozi,
a.k.a. Honey Bee.
Come on with that word, player.
Listen, man, it's time to go boom bap. Let me show my skills on the wheels of steel. Yeah.
Speaking of this art form, the slang is dangerous. MCs are like sperm cells and gang of us. Fighting to reach the egg, biting and lose a leg. Odds are like 1 in 10 million is dim red. One from a thousand speaks in his own voice. The other 999 imitates without choice. And never even knowing it until it going gets rough. See the amplified sample I'm flowing with. I grab the microphone, the unthinkable happens. See the rockets red glare like the guns clapping. They still cage matching MCs and scrapping. Not the UFC, but my opponent is tapping. So don't let a little bit of fear turn to hatred. I was sent as a savior to be vibe with the sacred. Also stop this uncalled for behavior. And sipping rap cats, they lack taste and flavor.
Got word from the wise to let it drop. Set this on fire, take aim, then let it pop. Because regardless of who or what, even with doors shut, I'm giving them straight raw, you're bringing them more cut. Like Bolivian rock, you water down hip-hop. Rap so out of shape and far from tip-top. Girls next to pebbles, spoons against shovels, dictators next to rebels and guards against devils.
No time for backwards thinking, let's think ahead. If you want to sleep when you awake, then make your bed. A lot of MCs came to see me on referrals, not even knowing that they would undergo great perils. These cutting edge methods from the most specialized craftsmen, the last men and before the vessel flies. The lord of the art strikes a chord in your heart. Your ear loves to hear the guard rip the track apart. Me the hip-hop is like Einstein to science. A match made in heaven, most likely an alliance. Complex individual that you dream of being. Intellectual challenging, the all I singing. Got an appetite for heat, so then come and bite the beat. And digest the rest and don't stress the part you couldn't eat.
From the wise to let it drop. Set this on fire, take aim, then let it pop. Because regardless of whom or what, even with doors shut, I'm giving them straight raw, you're bringing them more cut. Like Bolivian rock, you water down hip-hop. Rap so out of shape and far from tip-top. Girls next to pebbles, spoons against shovels. Dictators next to rebels and guards against devils.
This has been another production of Oladele Ngozi.
They're going to think that I sold my soul after dog. Fuck a rapper, dog. Rather build with the ones paying the ones that pay rappers all. Yay! Tonight's program is dedicated to the family at Transition out on the West Coast. It's East Coast love forever and forevermore. Believe that. Call in and tune in now, 516-453-9133. The question for tonight is, what was the last dream that you big-bigged into reality? And before we continue on with tonight's conversation, it's only right that we invite a caller into this digital audio and beautiful nation. So call her too. Been a cue. Drop your jewels. Who is you?
Hey, hey, hey. Good evening. It is the amazing Genesis Amaris, fellow host here, and the baby in the back of Gem. I wanted
beautiful,
to call
beautiful.
In support tonight and just let you know that I definitely like this topic, and I love the fact how you also brought it into scriptural reference and talking about the importance of bringing our dreams to reality, because in Habakkuk 2 and 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. And also, some people say life and death lie within the power of our tongue. So what are we releasing out of our mouth, and what is going into the atmosphere? What are the actions that we are taking to make those dreams become realities? And for me, one of my dreams was definitely igniting and starting a podcast, which I did in November 2020 after my father passed. Then my other dream was to keep it consistent. So keep the podcast going, even though sometimes you face trials and tribulations and you have those moments where you second guess the dream and be like, is this really a dream? Is this the path that I want for myself? And most importantly, is this the path that God wants for me? And then just keeping on that path and remember, okay, if the dream was inside of you, God places inside of you for a reason. So God will never put something inside of you that he's not going to bring to pass or fruition. But then it's also important that you are mindful and cognizant of who you're sharing those dreams with, because not everyone is going to be happy for you. They're not going to celebrate you. And there are dream catchers and dream killers out there. So know who is riding for you, who are your A1s from day ones, and don't release anything prematurely. So if God didn't tell you to release it, then don't release it out of your mouth, especially to people who may not necessarily favor you. But then also, God also is going to back up the enemy for you. So whenever something does you know, happen and manifest, and you say, I like to say, in the name of Jesus, this is going to come. Everything is going to be covered. No weapons formed or fashioned against me shall prosper. And some people may say that's cliche because they may not be a believer or whatnot, but it's also so important that, you know, we just honor what God has blessed us with, and we honor what he has called us to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Genesis and the young Genesis as well, I thank you so much. The Spirit is moving tonight. It's not just you that called, because that message, those words that you just dropped was something that I needed to hear myself, as just something that fortifies my mind and my spirit with understanding that, yes, this is a calling. And sometimes you might feel that, man, am I doing what it is that I'm meant to be doing here on earth? But then you do have those times where you recognize that God's not going to put something in your mind, knowing you, because God knew you before you knew yourself, knowing you and leading you astray. As long as you have that knowledge of self and you keep faith and you keep the kingdom of God first, all these things will be applied to you. So I thank you, Genesis. Thank you so much, and I send love to you and your family right now. Before you go anywhere, please let the people know, when's the next time we're going to be able to hear your voice, as well as the gems that you're going to be dropping here on this beautiful WBNN Nation station?
So I will be hosting my show on Monday, September 25th. But until then, y'all can hear me on my podcast, which is called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, on 40 major platforms and more. So Apple, Spotify, Google, or whatnot, just type it in, Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, in Google, and everything will pop up, or head on over to my website, which is my name, genesisamariskemp.net, to find more info. And I like to say we're all gemsters because we all have gems to share. And, you know, whoever's riding for you is going to ride for you, and that's your tribe. Because you can't please everybody, and you're not going to get everybody on your side. So just do the damn thing and know that God has the right people for you.
Ooh. Amen, amen. Hey, Genesis and Young Genesis, we thank you here. So, Jenny Shantou, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for those gems. And I hope y'all heard, people. Go ahead and tune in to her next show coming up on WBNN. Go ahead and tune into her website and to her podcast. Y'all get in touch and be familiar with the great Genesis Kemp. You dig? Now, before we continue and go on with the rest of tonight's conversation and groove and flow, we're going to give it to the brother who is now the doctor, who has always been the DJ-O. Hey, DJ, Dr. Oladele, Olatsi, Honey Bees. Bring them killer bees too, baby.
Running in a short race, shoelace untied, head down, facial expression he can't hide, kid with no direction, seems confused, a victim who spent years being abused, his mom's a drug addict, she has a bug habit, was a 7-day Adventist who celebrated the Sabbath, but she backslid, oh that's what the crack did, she used to shoot up under her sleeves the track head. A long time ago the father left the picture, and as time went on, he was erased from the scripture, the son. You don't have much to treasure, and these kids that be getting on them, they do it for pleasure. Demons are gradually growing inside him, way before he ever knew the courts would divide him. A wall around himself had became a shell, was a whole new person by the time the bricks fell.
It's a short race, duck the court dates. The port gave chase, we had to walk straight. You know the forte, nigga, it's the portrait. Or should I say a portrait? We want the strawberry shortcake, the state behind the gate. And why stay, why wait? We trying to get paid by the lake. And eat steak. And do this shit at high pace.
Under the dirt, there was nothing left but bones. A lot of tall grass around his tombstone. His mother left alone, her heartfelt sorrow. No time to play with the precious time we borrow. They lived next door, but he was worlds away. In reality, with such a high price to pay, he was easy to recognize from his dress code. Nothing but a firework about to explode. A short fuse who was bound to lose in the struggle. His grandparents went through a great deal of trouble to keep him out of jail. They even put their house on sale to post bail, but the kid still failed. Remember when he called collect from behind bars, suffering from 2 injuries and 9 scars. He said he'd give anything to be out the pen, but it would be his permanent home until the end.
It's a short race, duck the court dates. The port gave chase, we had to walk straight. You know the forte, nigga, it's the portrait. Or should I say a portrait? We want the strawberry shortcake, the state behind the gate. And why stay, why wait? We trying to get paid by the lake. And he say, and do this shit at high pace. Wait, I gotta get mine with a side of french fries, not kid size, 6s, 5s. I give off a pimp's vibe. Is it divine? Watch like a sitcom. Throwing rocks with my pitching arm. More bricks than when the Knicks is on. I'm sitting on, shitting on. Your ball's been written off. Shots I'm licking off the top like a dipping sauce. Whipping this raw like a kitchen chore. That's a block, not chicken raw. Hold a pot with your mittens on. Dick's kicking in the door. And went to pick me off like a limp ball. Jumped out the 5th floor, it's a pitfall. When I hit the lawn, shit, it felt like a jigsaw. Rather get hit at the board than to get tossed. Went to court, got shipped off like a brick of salt.
It's a short race, duck the court dates. The port gave chase, we had to walk straight. You know the forte, nigga, it's the portrait. Or should I say a portrait? We want the strawberry shortcake, the state behind the gate. And why stay, why wait? We trying to get paid by the lake. And each day, and do this shit at high pace.
My pain so bad she still see mama eyes when she died on me. My feel so real though, still got real ones that'll slide with me. Tonight's program is dedicated to the family slain out on the West Coast. East Coast love forever and forevermore, you dig? Call in to tune in now at 516-453-9133. The question for the evening. What was the last dream you beat in reality? Now, currently we have number three, caller Q, that's waiting to drop some jewels. So we ask you, who is you? Please indeed come through.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the hood rats get caught shoplifting out the children's place down 16th and Chestnut. What's good?
My God, what up, God? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, everything is gracious out here, man. You know how we do it, you know what I'm saying? What's good, man? Yeah, I see you out here lighting them up. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know. You know.
This is a very interesting topic, but I'll say, you know what I'm saying? I will say this. And it's a very interesting topic. So I'm kind of so excited to kind of chime in on this when I almost forgot, like, where to start. You know what I'm saying? But the topic was, when was the last dream you dreamt into reality or something like that, right?
Indeed, what would you say?
Man? What the hell would you say? You know, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's good because that's exactly what it is. It's the last dream that you big, that you turned it so big that it couldn't stay in the dream world anymore. It had to fall right in your lap in real time.
So check this out, right? Because you know Clev One out here like the Bad Yoda. You feel what I'm saying? So I stay out here using lightsaber force. The green kind. Yeah, you know I'm saying? So I'm always, you know what I mean, making things come where it's supposed to be. But the in reality, you know, that sounds insane to normal civilians. But I don't even care how crazy it sounds. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know what type of vibration I'm on. You feel me? And, you know what I'm saying, furthermore, I know how the part of my brain works, you know what I mean? I know how that part of the brain works. I know how to activate my joint. My power system is up, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is, psychologically, what that is, you know what I mean? They call them dreams, but, yeah, you know what it is. So, but the last thing that I did dream about, you know, shout out to all, you know, all my uptown soldiers and all the fallen, all the old school elderberries, all the hip hoppers, DJs, and all the divas and the fly girls, you know what I'm saying, from uptown when they came to the Uptown Memorial this summer, you know what I'm saying? We had the location we had that at, you know what I'm saying? Clev One dreamt that in his mind, you know what I'm saying? Clev One dreamt that in his mind. And boom, we was out there party people in the place to be, you know what I'm saying, with our hands up in the air, eating a hamburger, you know what I'm saying? You know, so these are things that this can happen all the time if you pay attention to it. It all depends on how in tune you are with those sections of your brain, pineal systems and all that, you know what I'm saying? And
yes, sir.
And all these different things, you know what I mean, because, you know, I tell people welcome to the X-Men when they meet me. You feel me? You know, that's self-explanatory. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, these are things that I don't like to kind of pervert the languages about with the explanation because some of these things are allegorical. You know what I'm saying? Alamucha Shabihat is what it is. Allegorical, some of these things where we know they exist, but the explanation of them, you know what I'm saying, is slightly unexplainable. You know what I'm saying? You need a little few helps with some of these levels of what we understand in here tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, man, this is a very touchy subject. You know what I'm saying? And people need to be able to pay attention to this because consciously and subconsciously, you don't know what kind of powers you're using, whether you're using them or not. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Mm-hmm. You could be. You know what I mean? I'm like Hancock. You know what I'm saying? When I had to crack the code, you feel what I'm saying? Clap one like Hancock out here hang gliding when I cracked the code, when you feel me, but I had to, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta know how to activate your powers, what gets you in tune with how you can come with creative things and all these different vibrational patterns that create kinetic energies. And kinetic energies that create positive patterns and energies and things that you could build and look at and that people can benefit from. Sort of like that. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But that's my spill on it. You feel me? I was on that last night. The cake is still lit. You know what I mean? If y'all need to heat some cheese up on your burger, the cake is still lit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where your baby mom, little cousin, swear she saw you with your shot chick at Walmart. Check the satellites.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is for my man, Clev One. I'm going to have Clev One on this show one day, and I got to do him right, because every time he call in, he hang up before I get a chance to talk to him about when the next time we going to be able to hear him so he can promote his show. So, Clev, if you hear me, bruh, next episode of Soul Genius, I need you, bruh.
Yo, check this out, man. Yo, I'm coming out here, hang glide, and build the bricks, stand in sticks. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. July 9th, man, every month. A.K.A. July 9th, whatever day it's on. Brother O, help me out.
All right,
hold
here
on.
We
We're
go.
Dr. Yeah, Brother O ain't on there. We're Dr. O.
Yeah.
Brother O ain't on here no more. We're Dr. O. What?
Well, listen, man, listen. We all love Clev One and what he does on a constant basis. And, you know, we're talking to a person right now that is the linear new host of the year for the class of 2022, Sonya Griffin Award winner. And what more can we say about that man than already been said? You know, he's a treasure for what we do on a constant basis. Now, of course, the next time this man will be on will be October the 4th. Amazingly, how time is flying. You know, on these WBNN stations. So, a.k.a. July 9th, I'm gone.
You hear that, y'all. Halloween the 13th, y'all.
Y'all already know. Hey, listen, for the listeners right there that's out here listening, first and foremost, I thank you, and I show y'all love, and I give y'all flowers for being with us, for grooving with us, for kicking it with us for this long. Checking out the messages and the jewels that's not only being dropped by yours truly, by all the callers that's calling in, and as well as the great Dr. DJ Olasky. And listen, we got more callers. We got more things to talk about. Before all that, we got to get back to the groove. So Dr. DJ Olasky, Oladele M, Ngo Z, show the people what we working with, man. Stop playing.
Raised in a house where he got scant attention. Twisted yet methodical mind, not to mention surface-like atmosphere, storybook upbringing. Neighborhood full of married couples who love swinging. Preacher lived a life and spent in the spotlight. A teacher was his wife who was stabbed and shot twice. They attended a church where they both were active, and the little bit of rope he gave her was attractive. He ruled with the iron hand. If the meal wasn't hot enough, then he'll swing the frying pan. Heavy as a hammer of thought. You know he suffered from the consequences of broken vows and more. A convicted felon for armed robbery at the time where he had sanctions to deep poverty. Forsaken by his mother and father, priced the chief in the town where he attended sheep on a path of destruction.
Today's prisons are filled with yesterday's juvenile delinquents. Convicts who entered crime even before they entered puberty.
On a path of destruction.
I don't remember how old I was when I first got in trouble.
Me? Around 9?
Around 6, 7?
Okay.
He ended up on the block. The kids scooters and ice creams were in and out of foster homes until he was 19. Stealing for food he didn't do for enjoyment. At the time a layoff shut down and unemployment, he moved into a new world to seek his fortune and suited himself to the times with extortion. A hustle that was ruled by men and murder. He earned enough for his daily bread and wanted to move further. He knew no good come from such a sin. Had issues as a kid, so he held it all for dead. And he
pursued the game so hotly, on a path of destruction, even though the road was rocky. Very caught up in his own drive for dominance, and to know that he would pay in the end was common sense. Some say he had long deserved death, and many felt relieved when they were told he left.
Various youngsters in this group have committed assault and battery, arson, auto theft, breaking and entering, burglary, person acting,
on a path of destruction,
shoplifting, vandalism, possession of stolen property, possession and distribution of narcotics, illegal possession of weapons, assaulting a police officer, larceny,
on a path of destruction.
Now, Jetty A-Train, I got something for you. You talked about Soul Genius Shampoo and its, you know, inception. So, of course, you know, I got to go into my Wheels of Steel for you, right? Because this song is dedicated to you. All around the world, man, he talked about the Soul Assassins, you know what I mean, DJ Muggs. You know what I mean? California at its best. So I'm going to give you some Be Real. Are you ready, sir? Because that's what I do.
Come on.
Yeah.
I spark like a blunt tip, something cabby, making green like Mitch. Get rap vocals dispatched with every attempt. The Hatters gang shook up when Dre cook up. Every thug look up, Grotty got me on chill. Eyes bloodshot, heavy built, lay a nigga out like Quilt. Clear to you, I rock for rollers, from low riders to Henny toasters. Cut off dead weight to keep my formulas kosher. Accept no imitations, straight losing his stack. It's slimmest chances of Michael Jackson getting his black fans back. My reputation's like a Tech 9, knock out the best in the circle. 3 minutes wreck time, see the hand is faster than the eye can chase it. Dre, Be Real, Soul Assassin's got potential buttons activated. No illusion to have you caught up in the rapture. Executive decisions from the motherfucking puppet master.
I'm a puppet, I pull your strings, I make your moves, I'm the master, causing you to do what you do. You want the puppet, I pull your strings, I make your moves, I'm the master, causing you to do what you do. You want the puppet, I pull your strings, I make your moves, I'm the master, causing you to do what you do. You want the puppet, I pull your strings, I make your moves, I'm the master, causing you to do what you do.
Directly from the hill, y'all. All rights reserved.
let me reintroduce myself. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, bachelor's degree from the Coast Guard Academy, master's degree from the University of Southern California, doctor's degree from Colgate University, but also Nutty Block Crip all day long from Kemp off Alondra. Don't get it fucked up.
Y'all heard it, people. Hey, the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying tells us that Buddha says, what you are is what you have been. What you will be is what you do now. Tonight's program is dedicated to the family slain out in the West Coast. East Coast love all day, day you did. Call in and tune in now. 516-453-9133. Tonight's question is, what was the last dream you be into reality? And right now we have caller 4 that's on the line. So caller 4 up in the queue, who was you? Tell us what to do, drop them jewels. Yiddy.
Now we have a chat, and that person called in and they wanted to chat because I guess something happened to them. But it's from a friend of mine back home in Los Angeles, California, from the Watts section. And that friend knew my cousin who was slain. And she wanted to say thank you for representing the family and being, you know, a great provost of good, outstanding radio. And I want to thank her. It's been some tough times for me, you know, because I still got to do my job, even though, you know, I lost a family member. You know, my little cousin's only 19 years old and lost his life. And, you know, playing around. And it's kind of crazy because I warned him about, you know, his endeavors. And I told him, you know, I'm not coming to any funerals. I'm here for the living. I'm here for my family. And all of my family is listening. My cousin Trafina, you know, back, you know, South Central, what they call South L.A. now, off, you know, 110 off of Vermont. My cousin Rosalyn, off of, you know, Normandy. And my cousin Belinda, who lost her son. And she's from West Covina. And, you know, it is what it is, man. It's how L.A. is. We got to save our kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to come together. Definitely us triple OGs. You know, we got to, you know, try to do our thing to save lives. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's funny because I remember my man, Ricardo Richard always said, I'm, you know, a young boy for Trenton trying to make a difference. Hey, man. You know, I'm a grown man from Compton trying to make a difference. CPT, Hub City, stand up. Your boy is the doctor.
Literal manifestation from dream entity into reality, simply. Now, in the beginning of this program, I apologize to all the listeners. For the main reason being that I pushed this narrative so much of the importance of knowledge of self, which I stand by, but I left it at that. Knowledge without application is useless. The next step after knowledge of self is the application thereof. Where are you going with this knowledge of self? Who are you associating with? What are you doing? Where are you placing yourself? How are you allowing resonance to bring affluence to your presence? How are you connecting wealth with your vibration? Or are you still forcing a brick wall to move simply by believing that you eating your spinach is going to give you Popeye muscles? Recognize the distinction between the illusion and the reality in everything that we do, people. The illusion is that you, with the God-given entity gift of free will,
do not have everything that is given to you right now in order to create the life that you know you want, should, and will live. This is the illusion. Break the illusion. Speak life into all that you do. I ain't here to hit you with that positive vibes only bullshit. I ain't here to hit you with that good vibes only jive. Because the more that you only put the seesaw on one side, is the less balance that you're going to have. So when that negativity comes, and it will come, it's going to capsize your shit. What I will say is be still. Recognize yourself through all the seasons, through the winters, through the springs, through the summers, and through the autumns. Know that you can't go out there with 0 degrees below in a t-shirt and your panties on. And know that you can't go out there when it's 100 degrees plus with triple fat goose jackets on, Timberland boots, and a scub cap. Recognize where you are, where you have been, where you have been placed. Allow the knowledge from your past lives to influence the steps that is directing you towards your future as you continue to move forward. Assign yourself to the alignment of the vibration that connects to the wealth that has always been yours, because your wealth is now. And before we wrap things up, we want to invite caller 5 onto the line. So caller 5 upon a cue, who is you, and tell us what it do.
Hi, Betty. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you tonight?
Peace, peace, Tiana. I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to call in to support your show. And I don't know, when you were talking about words, and, you know, I was listening to what Genesis said as well. And it's so interesting. If you think about the power of our tongue, it's bigger than I think we imagine. If you think of an adult at this time who still remembers what a teacher said to them that was negative, and if you still think about someone who's our age now who had a positive influence, and somebody said something to them positive and that stuck in their mind, I think a lot of the things, like, that we have power in our tongue, but also how we receive information is also important as well. Because if someone says something to me negatively, if I don't know myself, I could take that and take that on myself and live my life believing what this person said to me. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so many different things in life when we look at what comes out of our mouth. Like, we have a bunch of hosts on WBNN, and what we put out here is so important to be able to change the lives of other people. You yourself, I love your articulation. I love the way you're, you know, I know you said that you don't want to do, like, positive vibes only because it'll be an unbalanced scale, but I will say, in listening to you, I think you have an absolutely healthy balance on how you speak. The power of your words are very powerful when I'm listening to you, and you can feel that just resonating from your soul. Like, I can feel the words coming from you. You know, even though I've never met you or anything like that, I just feel like I do know you. And I just think, I just want you to keep up the good work. You know, I just want to give you some positivity. And so keep up the good work. Keep talking to the people, because I know you try to educate the people about certain things. And I would say, like, as far as people in the shadows, I'm with the record label, and at least the person that I deal with is aware of all of these things. There are so many things that are right in front of our eyes, but we choose not to acknowledge it because then we have to question everything in our lives. So the words that's put out on the TV, the words that's put out on this radio, it's so important for us to know exactly what the truth is. So that way when we go forward and we involve ourselves in other people's lives, it's not a negative domino effect. It's a positive domino effect. And I want you to keep up the good work because you're the positive domino effect. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you so much, Tiana. I claim that. I accept those words as blessings and manifestations onto greater fruitions
that will come into the fold of the reality of the walk that I am walking, and I appreciate you. Before you go anywhere, will you please let the people know when's the next time we'll be able to hear from you on this beautiful and lovely WBNN Nation station?
Absolutely. I will be a part of the family again on September 13th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, which is for the Latin community. It's a show for the Latin community, and it means I was born to love you. And my other show will be September 23rd, which is The Power of Thoughts, where I encourage people to change their perception that they've had all their life in order to achieve greatness and do better and have better positive results, because your mind is powerful in the way that we think. And sometimes we have to change, just alter just a little to get to the goals we need to get to. And that's what I want to accomplish.
Yes, yes. Y'all hear the gems. Y'all hear the jewels. Thank you once again, Tiana Speaks, for joining us and leaving us with some well-deserved and well-earned throughout the last hour and a half, 2 hours that we have been sitting here and conversing and listening to each other, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Tiana Speaks for adding that gem to close us out. Final thoughts here on Soul Genius Shampoo tonight. Never sell your dreams value short. The lyrics that I put to the song that played to begin and open up tonight's programming was profound enough for me to walk out of the depths of the shadow of death, the valley of darkness, for me to be able to find better light. Not by any merit of mine, but through God's love and favor. I need a big, big, too many of loved ones I want to hold out. Too many of pastime, I done pastime with was young, but I know now. Glasses filled ash with some Hamiltons in it. Bad wife, he's so bad, she want to go and watch Hamilton with me. My pain so bent, she still see mama eye when she died of me. My feel so real, though, still got real ones to the side with me. And now, in Gozy time.
All eyes you. Hey, yo, let me get a cup so I can get a drink. Let me get a cup. World famous WTC is in the building tonight. Rocking with all.
There's always something about this beat right here, Dreddy.
You know, this is my shoe, nigga. Come on.
There's always something.
That's right.
But check.
Come on,
you know my Wu-Tang. Ain't nothing to Wu-Tang. It ain't nothing to Wu-Tang. It ain't
my Wu-Tang.
My Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang Clan ain't my Wu-Tang. You know the Wu-Tang Clan ain't Bobby said, spending 50 on the web, buy a quip, meant to flip, he got 1,000 tracks, thought on the chip, he said he had bad toys to make noise, split, separate drums like asteroids, concerned producer, he stand for this question, hit him with the beat, for the answer with extra compression, sound travels, quickly grab you, equalize the pitch just until it hacks, fucked out, trying to think you can match this, portraits are too graphic, panoramic view for you, sample. I think the outcome of the crash shocked it. We roadblocked it. Checkpoints on your neck joint. No, you annoying. 700 volts on the track to blade. Murder is killing. Killing cascade. Throw my bullets in the air to catch wind. Which way the cyclone bend? Counterclockwise, still civilized. On the war, ass still flies. And all dies.
That's the jizzle right there. The fire department.
Yo, I must put in time to get mine, many hours to earn power, like the ashy hand, piece of rare owner that roll flower. I can't be a broke nigga, bitter and sour, selling CDs on the corner of Sunset and Gower. A small fried nigga in the baked potato world, sizzling in some beef full of grease like Jerry Curls. A shout out to DJs that kept it real. I shipped a few hundred thou, but some never broke the seal. Them. I stick to college radios and mix shows. I stormed the university with freestyle, sick flows.
Mike give a lecture about your rap texture. MC, B-boy, DJ slash director. The name was a bell that rang through the hall. Popular is a tag on the bathroom stall. Check it. This language is so captivating. When we lose a rap, the news is devastating. Whether to the prison or grave, because this rap was built from the strength of those that hunger and crave. Name a that can stop the force that I strike with, let alone try to hold the pen that I write with. You can even chop off the fingers I type with, those I hold a mic with, thinking I might quit. You didn't know? That only makes me more determined. Each labor for hip-hop, ask the Germans. Some say I never got this full recognition, so I dropped another they shop and still listen. Plus, I ran into a well-known musician. He said this sample got too many cooks in the kitchen. Now he's back to flipping Love Borns and Cypher Zig to support his kids in a much even hyper whiz. A bad amigo will stroke your ego. You see the blast on the dash when they blast your Buick Regal. The same you was throwing your key to brought the seven in the building to see you. You know these goddamn streets are so gritty with sour milk from two that'll spoil the city. The hood corner. Play the music, man.
The hood corner, y'all. And, of course, shout out to my family with the great loss of my, you know, little cousin in Los Angeles, California. And, you know, I want to thank Jetty 8-Track for his love and support. And, of course, I still got to do radio. And these last two nights have been very, very difficult for me. Supposed to do. I come to work and then miss the night. I'm never going to miss the night. How about that? And, of course, tomorrow night we come right back on with the great Mo Garman. Breaking the silence, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these outstanding, the O&E Dynasty, the one and only Beverly Nation. Sabian has advertising to and Go To Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, Ola Deli Malay, when we go to their Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ole De Lay, Dine Goes With My, and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Deli Malay, when goes he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Jetty, this is A-Track.
The timing divine, baby. Fuck coincidence when these things coincide. Yay. Imposter's a syndrome. I don't beat none when he asks who am I. Yay. In 3 years, lost three lives, made me empathize with suicide. Yay. But I found my God wasn't far from it all. My G was inside of me. So, Genius Champloo.